He's just gotten better. He's always been good. Tremendously strong arm. Plenty good enough athlete and strong enough to get out of the pressure and scramble for a first down. Keep the drive going in that respect. I have a lot of respect for him and their offense. And he's just matured as you would expect a good quarterback to do.
That said, you've got to him, I think, 33 times over those 10 games. How is his ability against the pressure developed? And is he getting rid of it quicker, et cetera?
I think he's got a good feel of pocket, what we call pocket presence. He can adjust in that pocket, and if he has to, he can get out and scramble. He had a big scramble against Cleveland on a third down and 12 to 15, and he got out and made the first down. It was a very key play late in the game. So we hope that that sack numbers up at least one or two after the game.
Is Timmons able to, especially with Troy not being able to play when he's not playing, is Timmons more, can you use a middle linebacker kind of in that way to more of in different roles in different places, different areas, the kind of the way you do, and is he able to do that, or are you using him that way?
Well, Lawrence, yeah, he actually plays Troy's old position on third down, and he has done that for several years now, and he's a versatile player. He can play in the middle of the defense, and he can play on the edge. Last year, he probably started about six games for us at outside linebacker and did a great job for us. And then he can play coverage on the tight end in the third down situation. So he's a tremendously talented athlete. We're lucky to have him.
He's still young, even though he's been here for 6 years and he was taken a year early and everything like that. Do you still see him kind of growing and getting more comfortable and everything?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Yeah, you know, he told me that he was one of the top offensive prospects coming out of high school, but I used to deny that. But after that run he made the Monday night, I think he's got a point.
Coach, one time I asked Coach Butler about Timmons and about how Ferrier's made the Pro Bowl in the past, Woodley has, and James Harrison has, and but Lawrence has it. He said he plays at a Pro Bowl level, though.
I agree with Coach Butler. I think he's been playing at a Pro Bowl level for several years now. He, you know, fortunately for us, he's had some pretty good competition for linebacker right on his team.
But they all can't go, huh?
I think that Lawrence could step out there in any combative situation and compete and play well, whether it's with all pros or as he has to do Sunday in and Sunday out against the best in the National Football League.
Hey, Dick, Flacco has had some great numbers at home this year and so-so on the road. Coincidence, or you put any stock in that at all? Or he beat you last year here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he sure did. It was close. Yeah. He's beaten us several times at the end, and actually we've been fortunate enough to beat them at the end a couple of times.
Right.
That's the kind of games we play. But I don't put much stock in that home and away from home. You got a good quarterback, a good offense. It's going to come down to what we do. We have to contain them, not let them get their big plays, and fight it out.
Is Ryan Clark, if healthy, a big key to that?
Ryan's a big key for us every week. He, especially without Troy back there, Ryan's the glue. He's communicative and he really knows the defense. He knows the players around him. He almost ensures that we're never lined up improperly. He's a big key for us every week.
You have one of the top defenses in the league coming in. You know, you stabilized after kind of a slow start. I mean, is it simple just getting some guys back and getting some new faces worked in, or what do you think you've been able to stabilize and get back to the?
Well, I think it's all of the above. We had some players that missed all training camp and missed all the coaching sessions for that matter, and we had quite a few young players that were taking a larger role. So I think they're growing, and some of the guys that are coming back in are getting their football reactions better. The only way you can get ready to play football is to play football. But a team, you know, a team should get better as you go through the year. We hope we have a lot of improvement in front of us. We sure need to get better, but we're working on it.
Dick, where is Ray Rice the most dangerous?
You know, up until this year, the last 2 years, he's led their team in rushing and receiving yards, so it's been a two-edged sword. And he's still doubly dangerous. He's not leading them in pass yardage this year. Of course, he is in rushing, but he's one of those rare players that can take over a game in one or two snaps, and you must be aware of him every time he's in there.
Just curious if you're able to lock down which Ravens offense you're going to be facing, the one that just was able to score 55 points or the one that's at times struggled to put points on the board, how you're able to prepare for each of those situations.
Well, this is the National Football League, and nobody is going to be great every Sunday, but if you look at their record, it will tell you that they're playing at a high caliber week in and week out. I expect to have a really strong offense out there that we're going to have to defend to give our guys a good chance to win.
You've seen a lot in your time in the NFL. How does this rivalry match up to what you've seen?
It's one of the all-time great rivalries. It really is. And the games that we've played, and they're always, for the most part, there's quite a bit riding on the games, whether it's in the regular season or in the playoffs. So it's a great rivalry. It really is. I think it'll be a great game. I really do.